Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to her records all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Freaking love the Beatles. I love the Beatles. Yeah, what a band! What a band!
What happened to those guys?
Ah, who knows? 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative. It is called that for a reason. We are the alternative to all of the dull, boring political shows out there. Right now, you switch on any station, they'll be talking about Jacob Rees-Mogg, they'll be talking about Jeremy Corbyn, they'll be talking about Joe Swinson. There you go, got the main ones in. Thank you! They'll be talking all about that, all about the policies, all about Brexit, all about this, all about that. Oh my God. We've got another 5 weeks of the general election and probably another few years talking about Brexit. We've got all of that. So whenever we can, and we won't be able to do it every single night, but whenever we can, this is a little haven away from politics where we can talk about silly stuff, frothy stuff, heavy stuff, weird stuff, whatever you fancy. Use this as just a big blank wall that you can come and draw graffiti on. You can draw cocks on there if you want. You can draw beautiful murals. You can write your initials. You can put swear words on there, but not literally say them out loud. 03444991000. We've not got a question. We've not got a theme this hour. It's not, would you vote for this party or would you vote for that party? Do you think this party will get Brexit done on this? We haven't got any of that. We just sit here. I'm Ian Lee. I did a programme years ago called The 11 O'Clock Show, and then I was on LBC for a bit, and then I did I'm a Celebrity, and now I'm here. We've got Catherine Boyle, who's been at various BBC stations and has been here for 4 years. And we just sit here and we chat and we talk nonsense, and you're welcome to dive into the nonsense we're talking about or bring your own nonsense to the table. Very quiet on the phones tonight. That's the way it goes sometimes. If you've never phoned up our show before, it's different from other shows. There's no question, so don't wait for the question. Pick up the phone, 03444991000. Free for most packages, will cost you pennies in some of them. You'll speak to Amy tonight. She'll just ask you for your name and just check she's got the right number, and she'll call you straight back. And because it's so quiet, you'll pretty much get straight on the air. And that's it. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. If you do, I've got a dump button. We've got a 14-second delay so we can stop that. And we just have a laugh, really. Catherine, sorry to grab you mid-yawn.
Sorry.
I'm the one that's sorry. What have you brought to this little party tonight?
Okay.
I see you carrying a bag of news stories.
I do have a bag of news.
Oh, just put your hand in and pull one out at random.
Woman quits her job to eat McDonald's and Chinese takeaway on YouTube.
Oh, this is Gongwak. What's it called?
Mukbang.
Mukbang?
Yes.
Didn't they write all the songs for Busted?
Mukbang,
was it?
McFly.
Oh, McFly. Mukbang. Okay, yes.
Chana Rowley has quit her job as an admin worker in the hopes of becoming a...
What's her name?
Chana Rowley.
Chana. How do you spell it? C-H-A-N-N-A?
No, C-H-A-R-N-A.
That's a nice name.
Chana.
I'm looking... here's the thing, dear listener. Sorry, tangents. You'll realise as well that we go off on tangents, and I quite often interrupt Catherine because I'm rude. I'm getting two new kittens. Hopefully, it's not 100%, right? Little boy, little girl. They're 10 weeks old. They're brother and sister. The boy's going to get his balls chopped off. The girl's going to... Well, let's just say I'm going to be taking her to the vets every 6 months to check her hymen. And I haven't got names for them. And I can't... The best names I've got so far... Right, these are the best names I've got so far for the little boy and little girl cat, right? Brian for the boy and Steph for the girl.
Right.
These are the best names I've got. Brian... And Steph.
See, I had a name for the boy, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Well, go on. Why not?
Because you want to decide this one yourself.
Well, tell me. I'm open to suggestions. Brian after Brian Wilson, of course.
Oh, really? Okay, that's where you're going.
And Steph. Is there someone called Steph McDonald?
Probably, yeah. Well, in the whole world, yeah. There'll be a few.
So Steph after Steph McDonald.
Which one? The good one.
Good what?
Steph McDonald.
I don't know what... Is there a Steph McDonald?
I don't know. Yeah, there is, but I don't know her.
Okay, well, I'm saying... I don't know either.
I don't think she's famous.
Okay, well...
She's probably ruddy lovely.
Steph, if you're listening, I might be naming my cat after you, baby.
I think you should call the boy... Because they're stripy cats.
Yeah.
I think you should call him Tiger.
I'll get... Flipping it. And if I get a dog, why don't you call it Spot? No. Tiger. Come on. I'm a tiger.
I'm a tiger.
No, I'm calling it Tiger. I'm calling it Tiger.
Yeah, that's cool.
No. Anyway, so I'm open for cat name suggestions, by the way. Emma and Chris, stay there. Come to you in a second. Catherine.
A woman has quit her full-time
job. Hello, Katerina!
Don't you dare.
Sorry.
A woman has quit her full-time job to pursue a career on YouTube, eating McDonald's, Chinese takeaways, Greggs and Pizza Hut.
Good for her.
Chana Rowley from London films herself consuming around 5,000... Well, they've put here... They've put too many noughts on.
Why?
Or they've put the comma in the wrong place. I think they mean 55,000 calories in a sitting and up to 40,000 people tuning in.
No. It couldn't be 55,000 calories.
Well,
you would die.
Look what they've written. They've written 55,000, but they've put the comma in the wrong place.
5,000.
500, you reckon?
Yeah, 55,000.
And they put an extra zero on. In a classic...
55,000 calories in a sitting.
You would be dead.
You would be dead. A man... What is it?
Although I would watch that.
A man needs 8,000 calories a day to survive.
No, not 8,000. It's about 2,000.
Well, no, okay. Man needs 2,000 to survive, 8,000 to have a good time.
8,000? I mean, God, you'd be...
55,000, your head would explode like in that film Scanners.
I haven't seen that film, but it sounds nasty.
Oh, it's a great film.
I remember.
I remember going to the pictures in the late 70s to see Slough Granada to watch Popeye and Octopussy and stuff, and they would have like a poster for Scanners, and the poster for Scanners is a guy in like a shirt with a tie wearing a waistcoat, and his hands are like down by the side of him, like his fingers wide open, and his head's exploding. Scanner is someone who can make your head explode. I remember staring at that while my mum was getting tickets. This is how old the Slough Granada was, right? This is great. They had three screens, right? If anyone's got any pictures of inside of the Slough Granada, because I remember this lush staircase, but and there was nowhere to wait inside. So what they would do is there were three holes in the ground outside. Do you know what they did with those holes?
There would be a post saying which screen you were.
They would come out and they would put a big post in and it would say screen one, screen two, screen three. And you would queue outside on the pavement. If anyone's got any pictures of inside Slough Granada, please, 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 please. Anyway, the Scanners thing. Please, I'm interrupting.
This unique type of video is known as mukbang and is a trend that originated in South Korea where people talk to their audience while binging on food.
Yeah.
It's not just eating delicately like a little sandwich or something. It's stuff in your face.
It's obscene. The ones I've seen, you have a table full of food, like heaving with food, and you just grab a bit of pizza and put it in, then you grab some prawn balls and put them in. It's really, well, I'm going to get some ice cream and, good for her.
This unique type of video is known as mukbang. In order to spend more time making these videos, Chana has decided to quit her job as an admin worker. The 22-year-old now works part-time at a warehouse in order to support herself while on her YouTube journey. She has no plans to stop eating on camera, and her ultimate aim is to work her way up to eating 10,000 calories in one go.
Ooh,
I've just
got
to show how confident I am, she says. I might get something stuck in my tooth or around my mouth, but people love how funny I am. I have the negative ones telling me how fat I am and how I could be pretty if I try not to eat so much, but most of the time I don't answer. She continues, I enjoy it and it gives me confidence and now I can monetize my channel and really respond to people's requests. It can become a full-time career move. Chana, who weighs 16 stone, goes to the gym four times a week in order to balance out the unhealthy food she eats.
Okay, yeah.
Can't run away from a bad diet.
Yeah.
And even her mum has given her a seal of approval to keep getting takeaways. She initially saw it as a hobby, Chana says, but once she saw my passion and the following I was managing to get, she changed her mind. Now she thinks I should go for it while I'm young and I have the opportunity. Chana shares her videos on her channel, Charnation, and often eats alongside her partner. She makes 2 half-hour videos each week and has so far spent around £1,000 funding the footage. Her biggest hit was a video of her eating a Chinese takeaway complete with chicken balls, special friend rice. I mean, God, who wrote this? Special chow mein, chips, prawn crackers, vegetable spring rolls and curry sauce. The video has been viewed over 48,000 times so far.
That's not that many. That's not going to make you a YouTube sensation.
But still, aren't people funny? The things we'll watch on YouTube. That and the whispering.
Yeah, well, we might do some ASMR after midnight. Pete is throwing the name Gizmo into the cat ring. Yeah, I tell you what, guys, why don't we just throw in the most stupid, obvious names that I'm never going to use for my cat? Why don't we do that, OK?
Oh.
Don't.
You're the one that said Brian and Steph.
Yeah, exactly.
So we thought the bar was low.
Let's go to Emma. Good evening, Emma.
Hi.
Hey, Emma, how you doing?
I don't know, really.
Oh, what does that mean?
I know. Well, I always thought I would ring in to just say I think you're really great and I loved Rise, so I know about you because of Rise.
Wow.
You got me through uni.
It was you that watched it. Emma, thank you. I loved that. And literally, there was one day where we recorded zero viewers on that.
Oh, because I literally used to get up, I'm like, you and Dougie are one of my favourite double acts. Television.
Mate, thank you. Do you know what? Dougie and I were texting each other the other days. We do, like, every 6 months or something. I'm going to invite him in again one night because he's not been in for a while. So I'll let him know that. That'll make his day. Thank you.
Oh. Yes, I don't really know what made me ring. My marriage is ending.
Can I tell you why I'm laughing? I'm not laughing at your marriage ending, right? But I'm laughing because I don't know why I'm calling in. My marriage is ending. That's why you're calling in. That's why you're calling in, and that's all right. When you say it's ending, whereabouts are you in it?
We decided to separate 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And tonight I just found that he's already seen someone else.
Oh, mate, I am so sorry. I am so sorry That must be horrendous. I'm going to ask some questions, and if I ask anything you don't want to answer, then just tell me, and I will not be offended, and I will move on. Okay.
Okay.
You said that you both decided to end it a few weeks ago. I kind of got a slight reluctance in your voice. Would I be right in suggesting that maybe he wanted to end it a little bit more than you did, or have I got that wrong?
Kind of. So he's been suffering with some issues with sort of depression and things for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And we maybe kind of got to this point a year ago.
Right.
And I fought it fiercely because I just didn't want that to be the way we went. So we did give things another go and things did improve a little bit, but then just sort of out of the blue, he just sort of went back to just sort of saying, this doesn't work. I just don't want to be married anymore. I was kind of at peace with the idea that we needed to separate and maybe that would be a good thing for us to sort of look at what we have and sort of maybe reflect, and it would either bring us back or it would just be the ultimate kind of decision. I just wasn't ready to find out that there was someone else.
Did you find out in... I can't quite work out how to phrase what I'm trying. Okay, this is what I was going to say, and I'm hesitating because I realise how crass it sounds. Did you find out in a good way or a bad way? There is no good way. What I mean by that is, did he sit down and say, "Look, Emma, I've got something to say. I'm seeing someone," or did you, see a, did you find a note or something?
I was just closing the curtain, so we are in separate rooms already, and I was closing the curtains in his room and noticed like a gift bag behind a chair in his room. So just nosy, just lifted it up to see what it was, and it was a present for somebody with a card. And so then underneath that, there's just two boxes of open condoms, basically. So they're not for me.
Do you suspect that he was seeing someone 4 weeks ago, the week before he told you that he wanted to end it?
Yeah, I think probably a few weeks. His behaviour just became really weird. There was one Saturday night where he just kind of went, upstairs to go to the loo, and when he came back down again, he said, "I'm going out. I'm just going out," and wouldn't say who's with. And I know that must sound so obvious, but because he's had problems with depression and things like
slightly
that.
Slightly erratic behaviour was a bit of a norm.
Yeah, you get used to kind of going, okay, you need some space tonight, so go and do what you need to do. Go and be where you need to be.
I'm going to ask a really dumb question now. How are you feeling?
Just rubbish. Yeah. I just... It had already been a really tough 2 years. Really tried to help him. So it just feels extra rubbish.
Yeah.
To just be kind of, you know, just dumped.
Yeah. I'm really struggling what to say here. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, my marriage came to an end and it's shit. There's no two ways around it. You know, it's shit. And I don't think there's any such thing as a good, you know, people. I think you can be friends with your ex a while after it's happened, but I don't buy this. There's a great, you know, we had a great divorce and I don't buy that. It's horrible. And someone is generally going to be feeling worse about it than the other person. And it sounds like, unfortunately, it's going to be you. Not to say that he's not going to be unhappy or depressed or miserable, but it sounds like you're going to be the one that's... It sounds like he's possibly come to terms with it and has kind of dumped all this on you. What have you got a plan?
Well, originally he was always going to move out after Christmas, but I kind of feel like maybe that needs to accelerate a bit. Mm-hmm. So I guess he'll just see what he's going to do instead.
Can you afford the place on your own?
I can,
okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So financially, for a while I was kind of the breadwinner anyway.
Okay.
So I like pay the bills anyway, so there's no impact there.
And in term... no, that's too far. I'm not going to go into that. That's too far ahead. That's nothing you should be worrying about now. Do you think you'll be able to speak to him about what you found?
Well, I did message him. He works in the evening, so I messaged him. But I've had a lot of deflection from him, just basically getting angry that what were you doing in my room?
Yeah.
Are you going looking for that kind of stuff for?
Let me speak honestly. I used to be the person getting angry. What are you looking at my phone for? What are you doing? It's all defensive bollocks. It's all basically saying, you found me out that I've done something wrong. So to cover that, I'm going to get angry at you. I've done that. I've been that person that does that, getting angry because I've been caught out. You need to stand your ground and you need to, you know, you need to look after yourself. You don't owe him anything anymore.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Or does that sound a bit cold?
No, I think it makes complete sense. I think... I will go in a minute because I don't want to bring the show down.
Don't worry. You see, we've got lined up on the switchboard. You stay as long as you want. If you want to go, you want to go. And if I'm pushing, it's interesting. You're helping me work out a few things about what happened to me, and I'm kind of hoping that this might be clearing a few thoughts for you. But maybe it's not, and that's fine as well.
No, it is. I just feel that I want to go on a kind of slightly positive note. So it will really annoy him that I've kind of ruined you because he always got jealous because I was such a big fan of yours.
Oh, no, he's not going to come duff me up, is he? I don't want one of them.
I doubt it very much.
Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, thank you so much. My hand was hovering over the phone for ages when you were saying call, and it's been really, really useful. So thank you.
Are you going to be all right for the next hour? That's my concern. You know, forget the next 6 months. Are you going to be all right until you fall asleep tonight?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be listening.
Okay. And have you got friends and family? Have you got real people apart from me and Kath, who, as you know, we are holograms? We both died in 1983. Have you got real people that you can talk to about this stuff?
Yeah, I have, and I have a little boy as well. So,
how old's your little boy?
He's 2.5.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. you know, there's never a great age for a family splitting up, but 2.5, you know, there could be worse ages. And also, you've just got that reason to keep getting out of bed every day.
Exactly, yeah.
Brilliant. Hey, Emma, I wish you the best of luck. It does get better. You are really in the thick of it now. But it does, I promise you, this is what Catherine used to say to me, it gets better, doesn't it, Kath?
Yeah. Tell her about the swimming pool.
All right, so my friend Andy, when I was getting divorced, I don't know him very well, but he's a songwriter, and we got chatting. I said, I think I'm going to be getting divorced, and I feel miserable, and I want to die. And he told me about his divorce, and he said, right now, you are standing in the deep end of a swimming pool that is filled with shit, right? And it's horrible, and you can't see anything. All you can smell is just shit. And he said, you don't know it, but you are walking forward, and you are constantly walking forward. And at some point, after a long time of walking forward, you'll go, oh, I can see. My eyes are above this horrible brown stuff. And then a little while later, you go, oh, I can breathe. My whole head is out of this stuff. And he said, eventually, you get to the end of the swimming pool, you climb out, and you have a shower, and you can look back over the swimming pool and go, I cannot believe I walked through all of that. And life will be better. I am happier now than I have been. I'm not today, actually. Today I'm lousy. But generally, I am happier now than I have been for the last 10 years. What I'm saying is it will get better.
Thank you.
It's a promise. Take care, Emma.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good night, Emma.
It does get better. Thank you, Emma. What's a thoroughly decent human being? Always sad when a marriage ends, you know. But yeah. It's weird. You know, divorce is this thing. I would take great... When I knew my marriage was ending and when I knew, you know, when it was all happening and stuff, I would take great pleasure in reading about other people's divorces. Now, whether they be recent ones in newspapers or, you know, rock stars in books in the 70s, I'd go, right, well, they made it through a divorce. Because when you're in it, you think it's a word you throw around and you bandy it around. It is the most painful thing I've ever been in. And it is a really extended years of pain. And I would read about, I can't think of any examples, but you read about a celebrity getting divorced and you go, all right, well, they made it.
I remember you actually saying that. There was someone on the front page of a paper and you went, see, people can do it.
Yeah, they come out the other side. And I would hold on to that. And I've come out the other side. You know, it works. 0344 499 1000. We got Jackie, we got James, we got Chris. This is the Late Night Alternative every weeknight from 10 on Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Good evening, Jackie.
Good evening. Oh, do you know what? When you phone up for one thing and then you hear a story like that.
Yeah.
And you listen, well done to her. Oh, she just came over so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got divorced in 1999. I've been with my husband 17 years. I've now been with my new partner 19 years, although we didn't marry. We don't live together anymore. But I've been with him 19 years, so it will get better, Emma, honestly.
Are you still going out with this in inverted commas, new partner?
Yeah, George, yeah.
But you don't live with him?
No, we did live for a while, and then we sort of split up for a bit because, you know, we were a bit controlling and whatever.
Huh?
I love him to be. He's 11 years older than me.
Right.
But we adore each other. I just couldn't live with him anymore because of certain things.
This is incredible. But you're still in a relationship?
Yeah, yeah.
How far away does he live?
About 10 minutes away. He's got a flat in one end of in Upton. But I moved out of Runcorn. I moved to Seacombe. We kept in touch, and then he lost his house, and I got him another place down here nearer to me, and we see each other every day.
This is wonderful. I think you might. This might be the key to longevity.
He's a pain in the backside sometimes, but at least then, if that's the case, I can go, I'm going home now, bye.
And do you know what? I think that is why a lot of marriages or people, couples living together, doesn't, because if you're in, you know, like a small flat or a small house and you haven't, there is nowhere you can storm off to. Yeah. We all need to storm off sometimes and just cool out, guys. And if you've got, you know, if you've got your, like, well, I'm going to bed. Well, I'll be up in 10 minutes. And then you're, it can, that tension just brews and brews and brews like a big fart. But if you're able to go, right, I'm going home. And when you've calmed down, give me a call tomorrow and we'll talk about, that must be amazing. You go home, you watch a film, you play with the cat.
The five cats, which I'm getting onto in a minute.
Yeah. Five cats.
I can turn around and say, we cannot talk for, say, 2 weeks. I think the longest we haven't talked for was 8 weeks a few years ago.
Wow.
I just left him to brew. And then one day he said, are you coming up tomorrow? And I went, yeah, okay. And we carry on.
Wow. Sounds awesome.
He's very set in his ways, but because I took control of myself again in my life after I had my second bout of breast cancer, I went, I'm not doing this anymore. We either do this or we do that, and we get on fine.
Yeah.
We still have our ups and our spats, but I can turn around now and say to him, because I don't live in his house anymore, I've got my own place, I can turn around and say to him, not interested.
How do you know he's not shagging?
He's 67, lovey.
How do you know she's not?
Yeah, exactly.
If I have enough problems getting to my own bed of a night with five cats, I've got no chance of getting
Tell me about the five cats, because I've got three, right. And there is a very strong chance I'm getting two more next week.
I know, this is what I phoned up about. Now, I've got three of my own and my son's two cats, because when he lost his house, and his ex-girlfriend had two of theirs. He said, can you look after the cats for a while, Mum? Yeah. And I said, yeah, of course I can. That was 3 years ago. Still got them. And I don't think I could part with them. And he supplies the food for them and everything because I love my son.
Yeah. That food costs a fortune.
It does a bit. But he pays for his... And I mean, if I phone him up when he gets paid and I say, Jason, I need some money for cat food and cat biscuits and cat litter. He'll go, right, okay. And he'll just send me £20.
Brilliant.
You know, for the cats, for whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if he needs money off me, he'll go, hi, Mum, have you got a 10 to lend me till next week? He'll go, yeah, okay, here we go. I'll send him 10. Mm-hmm. So he's 32 now, Jason. But my daughter is called Steph.
Oh, Steph! There we go.
Yeah, but we're not going there because I've got Jasmine's 10. She's a Siamese.
Yes.
Crystal is white.
Racist.
Tinsel was born on Christmas Day. Tinsel. So my granddaughter called her Tinsel.
Okay. These cats all sound like strippers.
Oh, Catherine, a little bit of respect. These are Jackie's babies.
High-class strippers.
babies
you're talking about, strippers. You carry on, Jackie.
Right, I've got Tinsel. Four or five, I think now. And then I've got Wilson, who was named Jason's cats, so Wilson and Sheldon. Wilson is out of the TV series House.
Yeah, and Sheldon is from that science programme.
The Big Bang. Yeah, we go. So the two kittens he was given because one of our family cats had to be put down because she broke her leg. Aye. And Tiggy. I've got Jasmine. When I met George, he had two Siamese, and they were called Jasmine and Jasper.
Oh.
Which I think are really good names for cats.
I don't like Siamese cats.
Oh, Jasmine.
They're so snooty. They're so snooty.
Jasmine, I mean, normally I could be talking to somebody on the phone. She's lying on me by the side of my bed at the moment. But they talk to you. If I was to say to Jasmine now, say hello. She'd normally make a noise and go, wow.
That was you?
Wow.
That's me.
No, she's not saying it now. That's my impression of her. But she's
Does your house stink? That's the question. Because this is my fear. When I told my boys I might be getting two more cats, they laughed. They fell in love when I sent the picture. But my eldest said, Daddy, your house is going to stink even worse. Even worse.
I mean, they do contribute to the stink. Let's
they
be
do.
Honest.
They're very farty, my boys. But I get woken up in the night, Jackie, by a really smelly poo from the cats.
Yeah. Now, I'm very good at that because when, obviously, because the majority of them are house cats.
Yeah.
They do go out in the garden. Jasmine doesn't go out very often, so she obviously goes. But I do get woken up in the night, and if I wake up and I go, I can hear the litter tray in the utility room going.
Yeah.
And then I wait, and then I go, no, I've got to get up.
You can smell it.
And I get up straight away, and I change the litter tray straight away because I know I just can't go back to sleep while I know that's been done. So obviously, and I'm only in a one-bedroom flat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
Jackie, are you telling me that I should get those two extra cats?
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. It's happening then. It's happening. Well, as long as the RSPCA give me the thumbs up. Thank you, Jackie.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind. I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.